Hi there, I'm Brina, and I just wanted to thank you for coming and checking out my website. I am sitting here in the sun in my backyard, just waiting for another bout of rain to come through. Our backyard is full of sand, and so it's a little bit wet, but it's kind of nice because the sun is sort of drying everything up. Only to be washed away again very soon, I think this evening. My dog is here, and I'm not sure if you can hear the ocean, but we're about 6 blocks away from the ocean, and so it's nice to just sit out here and listen to it. And I have chairs scattered all the way throughout the backyard, just depending on where the afternoon or morning sunlight hits. And I don't like moving a single chair around the yard, so I just have chairs plotted pretty randomly throughout. I'm sure my neighbors look over and think I'm crazy for having so many chairs. And I'm the only one that really sits out here. But yeah, I just wanted to give you a sense for where I'm at in the world today. And hopefully bring you a little bit of awareness and just presence to where you are. And I hope through this audio you can just feel more connected and more grounded. I'll continue to update these hopefully very regularly, so there might always be some new little audio snack for you. But for today, I wanted to read you this poem that I came across. It's by Marie Howe, and it's called What the Living Do. Johnny, the kitchen sink has been clogged for days. Some utensils probably fell down there. And the drainer won't work but smells dangerous, and the crusty dishes have piled up. Waiting for the plumber I still haven't called. This is the everyday we spoke of. It's winter again. The sky is a deep, headstrong blue, and the sunlight pours through the open living room windows because the heat's on too high in here and I can't turn it off. For weeks now, driving and dropping a bag of groceries in the street, the bag breaking, I've been thinking, this is what the living do. And yesterday, hurrying along the wobbly bricks in the Cambridge sidewalk, spilling my coffee down my wrist and sleeve, I thought it again, and again later. When buying a hairbrush, this is it. Parking, slamming the car door shut in the cold. What you called that yearning. What you finally gave up. We want the spring to come and the winter to pass. We want whoever to call or not call, a letter, a kiss. We want more and more and then more of it. But there are moments, walking, when I catch a glimpse of myself in the window glass, say the window of the corner video store, and I'm gripped by a cherishing so deep for my own blowing hair, chapped face, and unbuttoned coat that I'm speechless. I am living. I remember you.